Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, how to keep your pets calm during New Year's Eve or any loud celebration. A warning about antifreeze, and we'll check out the latest tech trends for your pet. We'll start with the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. This is kind of a serious one, antifreeze, from International Cat Care at icatcare.org. It is a sad fact that with the arrival of winter comes an increase in the number of cats poisoned by antifreeze. Most antifreeze solutions often used in cars in the winter are based on a product called ethylene glycol. Ethylene glycol is very toxic to all animals when ingested, causing rapid and frequently fatal injury to the kidneys. Cats are particularly susceptible due to their specialized metabolism. Cats only need to drink a teaspoon or less of antifreeze for it to cause serious illness and even death. So a curious lick or two from a small spillage could be enough to cause serious poisoning. International Cat Care has produced a free poster warning of the dangers of antifreeze to cats. This can be used to raise awareness of this issue and provides advice on keeping cats safe. The poster can be downloaded for free at icatcare.org/antifreeze campaign poster. It can also be ordered from our shop and a hard copy sent to you for a postage fee at the same site, icatcare.org. Our advice is as follows: to avoid accidental poisonings, clean up any spills immediately, no matter how small, and make sure pets cannot access the area until it is clean and safe. Never add antifreeze to garden water features or ponds. Always keep antifreeze in clearly labeled, robust, sealed containers, away from pets and their environment. Always dispose of antifreeze safely and responsibly, and contact your local authority for advice on that. If your pet shows any of the following signs, take them to a vet immediately. And the signs are increased urination, increased drinking, vomiting, depression, lethargy, or being abnormally sleepy, appearing drunk and uncoordinated, seizures and fits, abnormally fast heartbeat, and very fast shallow breathing. The sooner veterinary treatment is received, the better their chances of survival. If left untreated, pets can suffer and will die. Help us to raise awareness of this serious risk and keep cats safe this winter. For more information, you can visit icatcare.org. Next, how to keep your pets calm this New Year's Eve. This was written by J.L. at Modern Dog Magazine. Simple ways to keep your pet calm during New Year's Eve festivities. Loud noises and celebratory commotion can send even the calmest of pets into an anxiety-powered tizzy. While New Year's Eve is often a fun-filled night for us, for our animals it can be a night of anxiety-causing blasts and booms. When a pet gets scared, they will often try to escape the cause of the fear, thus leading to New Year's Eve being the night of the highest runaway rates for pets. Protect your pet this New Year's Eve with a few simple tricks. Desensitize him. This is something you can do before the festivities. By making excess noise before the fireworks start or throughout the day will allow your pet to become used to unusually loud noises and will lead to a calmer pet when it comes time to celebrate. However, some pets are anxious by nature, so this won't work for all pet personalities. Distractor. Your behavior will often affect your pet's behavior. By staying calm and treating her the same way as you usually would, this will allow your pet to calmly play through the loud noise of fireworks. If she shows no interest in playing, don't force her. Forcing her to play will stress her out even further. So, if she doesn't want to play and is still stressed, try something else. Like, find a happy place. Most pets have a happy place they like to go to when they want a good nap or to reflect on the day. Use this spot when you notice your pet becoming stressed out by the noise. For my dog, it's snuggled on the bed between a pillow and his favorite teddy bear. For other pets, it could be his crate, the space behind the couch or underneath a blanket. However, for most pets, their happy place is being right next to you. Stay together. For most pets, their favorite place to snuggle is somewhere near their owner, be it on their lap, next to their feet, or curled up nice and close on the couch. If fireworks are going on in the neighborhood and you are simply watching a movie, let your pet watch the movie with you. Often just being near their owner can calm a pet down. Even if there is a party and festivities going on, allow your pet to follow you around as you mingle with your guests, and often that will be enough to calm your pet. If you are going out, hiring a pet sitter might be a good idea, especially if your pet is already anxiety prone. It's important to remember that your pet is acting out of fear. So if he makes a mess or is a bit destructive, don't scold or yell at him. Your pet is afraid and is finding a way to express this fear or even to escape it. For this reason, it's important not to tie him up outside or constrain him in any way that will lead to injury if he tries to escape. Keep your pet's collar on, so if he does manage to get away, you can still track him down. Our pets are like our family, so while we're having fun, our pets should be too. And listeners, my cat Daisy actually has a little storm shelter she can always go to if I'm not home, should she need to brave loud noises like fireworks, a thunderstorm, or even strong wind by herself. She has the bottom corner cabinet in the kitchen reserved just for her, equipped with a comforting blanket inside, and the door to it is always ajar for her easy access, and she likes it. From Nationwide, a little understanding about pet noise phobia. Pets can develop a fear of noise. For most domesticated pets, a loud noise is enough to make the largest or bravest of animals take cover under the bed, in a closet, or in your lap. Unfortunately for some pet owners, their pet's fears can tend to get worse over time, turning into a phobia that can cause you and your pet anxiety. Understanding pet noise phobia. What is pet noise phobia? It's an extreme fear of a sound where a pet will do anything to avoid a certain noise, such as acting aggressively, injuring themselves, or damaging property to escape the sound. Common noise phobias include thunderstorms, firecrackers, and/or gunshots. Oftentimes, pet noise phobias tend to worsen over time when pets become fearful of similar sounds or events associated with a particular noise. For example, a dog that is afraid of thunder may also become afraid of rain or the sound of a slamming door. A dog afraid of fireworks may also develop a similar fear when he hears a car backfire or a sonic boom. Natural instinct. It is relatively unknown why pets become frightened of certain noises. However, animals tend to display natural behaviors such as hiding when they detect a noise that appears to be threatening. Overall, animals tend to be more sensitive to their environment than humans. Although pet noise phobia is had by dogs and cats alike, the phobia is more of a common problem in dogs. Symptoms of pet noise phobia are: there are a number of factors that determine a pet's reaction to certain noises, such as their age, socialization, and experience, depending on the type of animal you have and the severity of their fear. Signs of pet noise phobia may include hiding, trembling or shaking, seeking out the owner, urinating or defecating, pacing, chewing, digging, barking, or howling. Pet owners should be aware that any change in their pet's behavior should be followed up with a visit to the veterinarian to rule out any potential medical condition. For some pet owners, it may be natural to nurture their pets by physically comforting them when they become scared. Unfortunately, this can reinforce the alarm and fear the animal is experiencing by giving the animal the positive reward of affection. Treating pet noise phobia. There are a number of things pet owners can do to help diminish their pet's reaction to noises. For example, help reduce the noise level in your home by running a fan, playing the radio, or closing the windows and the doors to help block out any bothersome noise. Pet owners can also create a safe haven where their pet can retreat to when they feel threatened. Some animals find refuge in small spaces, such as a closet or their crate, or the bottom cabinet in the kitchen. Consider putting their favorite blanket and toys in these areas to create a sense of familiarity and security. Another tool pet owners can use to help lessen the effects of pet noise phobia is behavior modification. For example, if your pet loves to go for car rides and is terrified of thunderstorms, you might consider taking Max for car rides only during thunderstorms so that he can begin to replace his negative experiences with positive ones. Another alternative is to seek alternate therapy such as medication to help your pet cope with his phobia. Only your veterinarian can prescribe the right medication for your pet, so be sure to schedule a visit or consultation with your vet should the aforementioned options not be a success with your four-legged friend. And that is advice from Nationwide Insurance. You'll want to contact your vet for more information on what's best for your particular cat or dog. Now, the latest gadgets for your pet. High-tech fitness tracker for your pet. Pet Mio's connected tracker, food, and bowl turns dogs and cats into smart pets. This is written by Andy Boxall and posted on digitaltrends.com. Our pets are members of the family, and there's nothing better than treating them to a little present. Usually, it's something to eat, chew, or irritatingly ignore. So how about something that will make them healthier? Pet Mio, a new Kickstarter campaign launched September 14, 2017, is a range of small connected products and nutritional food, perfect for the tech-loving pet owner to buy Rover the dog or Tiddles the cat. You may have forgotten about that fitness tracker you received as a Christmas present, but that doesn't mean you can't force your cat or dog to wear one instead. Pet Mio's smart tracker tracks physical activity and sleep and is the heart of the Pet Mio ecosystem. Cleverly, it's designed to attach to your pet's existing collar and comes in various colors, styles, and sizes. This way, it's suitable for dogs and cats. The data collected is augmented by more data from a smart food bowl, which tracks your pet's eating habits using scales to assess how much and how often food is eaten. All of this information is synced using Bluetooth to Pet Mio's app and analyzed by the Intelligent Nutrition System. The Intelligent Nutrition System. It's here your pet's lifestyle is examined and eventually goes into creating a personalized food recipe based entirely on your pet's needs. It's not an off-the-shelf food. It's a custom diet designed specifically around what and how much your particular pet should be eating. Pet Mio's algorithm looks at all the collected data, then matches it with the requirements of the breed, taking into account age, behavior, and other nutritional guidelines. The food is 100% organic, lists exactly what goes into the food, and comes in pouches measured out on the right amounts, in the right amounts. The food is packaged up and sent out on a monthly basis. Pet Mio's team includes vets, food scientists, and both hardware and software engineers, so there's plenty of expertise. Pet Mio is sold in bundles for cats and dogs. Early bird prices start at $94 for cats and go up to $240 for large dogs. And packs include the tracker, the bowl, and a month of food. To continue receiving the food after the initial month, you'll have to pay a subscription. For cats, this is between $18 and $43 each month. For a small dog, it will be between $58 and $93, while an extra large dog will cost $214 or more. Pets can be very fussy with food, and luckily, the subscription is set up in the app after the trial period, so if they don't like it, you're not tied into a long contract from the start. The campaign has a $20,000 goal, and deliveries will begin in April 2018, should it be successfully funded. Pet tech is popular this year, with everything from location trackers, connected toys, and even smart homes for pets appearing on the scene, including flushable toilets for cats and small dogs, which is what we have next. This was posted by Luke Dormel, November 27, 2017, on digitaltrends.com. Flushable toilet for cats and small dogs spares you from litter box duty. Some gadgets are iconic embodiments of their time. They often fill a need we never knew existed, then quickly become items we can't live without. Others are smart toilets for felines. Guess which category Catalet falls into. Newly launched on Kickstarter, Catalet is an automatic smart litter box for cats and small dogs that doesn't require any filler. Instead, it acts a bit like a human lavatory by connecting to the water supply and sewage system for flushable waste disposal. The Catalet must be hooked up to your plumbing to work, although most people should be able to do it themselves, courtesy of the kit that ships with the device. Rather than asking Fluffy or Fido to sit on a toilet seat, the Catalet is based around a smart, porous conveyor belt. Urine passes through the belt, while solid waste products are conveyed into the main basin after the built-in motion sensors have determined that your four-legged friend has concluded its business. They are then run through a shredder and dispatched into the sewer. Finally, the belt is cleaned and returned to its starting position. There's even a mobile app that lets you customize the experience for your pet and will message you in the event of a sudden situation, whatever that may be. There are many automatic trays on the market, but they have a number of problems. Some of them require a filler. They're large in size and usually of high cost, says Tatiana Bayramova, creator of the Catalet, as told to Digital Trends. Together with cat breeders, we decided to create a tray without those pitfalls. Our target market are cats and small dog owners who like technology devices and gadgets. We want to offer them a modern device that will help them in their pet caring routine. As much as we're tickled by an idea of a smart cat toilet, this could turn out to be a great product if you're the kind of person who totally can't stand having to deal with a litter box. Although explaining the miniature toilet next to your regular one could be all kinds of awkward. You can currently pre-order one on Kickstarter, where prices start at $159. Shipping is set to take place in April 2018, cat or small dog not included. I have to have one of those. And next, new study finds that humans lean on their pups to get through the holidays. And this was posted on Good News for Pets, December 4th, 2017. Holiday dog parent study shows all of the hilarious ways today's generation of dog parents, especially millennials, integrate their pups into holiday festivities, photos, and gifting. The most wonderful time of the year can be a stressful time for many humans. According to a new survey released by BarkBox, many Americans find solace from the dizzying array of holiday demands and longer visits with extended family through quality time with their dog. 85% of dog people say their pup helps them cope with stressful events during the holiday season, including being around difficult family members, arguments among family, and going to extended family's houses. 40% of dog people have taken their dog for a walk or played with them to escape family during the holidays. 43% are more excited to see their dog or their family dog during the holidays than their human family members. This is even more true of millennials, singles, and those who live in urban areas, with more than half getting more excited about the time with their dog than their own flesh and blood. According to a new survey released December 4, 2017 by BarkBox, the monthly box of toys and treats for dogs and their people, 80% of dog people will buy their pup a gift this holiday season. Pups snuggle into every holiday tradition. The study also polled dog people about the way they integrate their dog into holiday traditions and found that 9 out of every 10 includes their pup in holiday celebrations in some way. 85% of dog people can't imagine the holidays without their dog, and nearly 3 out of 4 say some of their most significant holiday memories involve their dog. The most popular ways dog people include their pup in traditions are special meals, getting them a stocking, and including them in their holiday photo shoot. 1/3 of dog parents sign their pup's name or paw print into their holiday cards. Millennials with dogs are even more extreme, with 1 in every 6 saying they have coordinated a matching outfit with their dog. However, dogs do occasionally present some challenges during the holidays. Nearly 1 in every 3 dog people say that their dog has destroyed a holiday gift or decor. 29% say their dog has urinated on or knocked over the Christmas tree. Dogs get presents because they appreciate them. America's dog obsession doesn't stop at holiday traditions and moral support in the season of giving. 80% of dog people will buy their pup a gift this holiday season, and 81% would be excited to receive a gift from someone else that really is meant for their dog. 71% of dog people say their dog is the happiest receiver on their list. These stats are only confirmed by the explosive growth of BarkBox. Since launching in 2012, BarkBox has shipped more than 50 million toys and treats to dearly loved pups in the U.S. and Canada. From the products to the packaging to the pics on social, BarkBox designs every piece of each month's box to create insane joy for dogs. Every month's box features a new theme for dogs and their people to sink their teeth into. Ski lodges and spaceships, back to school and back to the dinosaurs. BarkBox themes let the dogs and people that subscribe see it all. This latest study followed earlier surveys which similarly looked at the way today's modern generation of dog people do life with their dogs. A 2016 study found that nearly all American dog parents feel their pup has made them better, a better person in some way, and will go to great lengths to make them happy. The company's research, which was conducted by Kelton Global, also found that on average, dog parents post about their dog on social media 6 times per week. Next, a guy raises funds to build a statue for the first and only cat in space, by McKinley Corbley on Good News Network, November 15, 2017. Have you ever heard of Phyllisette the Cat? Phyllisette the Cat. Well, not many people have, which is a shame, considering that she was the first and only cat to ever go to space. One man, however, is on a mission to remind the world of the feline's contribution to science. Matthew Sergey Guy first found out about Phyllisette when he saw her picture on a vintage tea towel. After researching the trailblazing astrocat, he found that her launch into space had become largely forgotten by the masses. Phyllisette was one of 13 cats who underwent rigorous training in preparation of a trip to space. Scientists conducted the research because they figured that if animals were able to survive in space, then humans could too. Phyllisette was eventually selected as the successor of the project due to her surprisingly calm disposition, or because the other cats became too fat. No one knows. In October 1963, the cat was propelled to a height of 97 miles for 5 minutes of weightlessness before she parachuted back to Earth and was picked up by a helicopter just 13 minutes after launch. Phyllisette's accomplishment, however, was forgotten in the annals of history because of the host of other milestones during the space race in the 60s. She was technically given an honorary set of stamps after her mission, but the postage company spelled her name wrong, thinking that she was actually a male cat named Felix. While the first dog and monkey who went to space had been given statues and proper burials in their memories, Phyllisette's voyage has mostly been ignored up until now. Guy created a Kickstarter campaign with the hope of crowdfunding enough money to erect a statue of Phyllisette in her hometown of Paris. While the page has raised $38,000 of its $52,000 goal, with the weekend deadline looming, Guy is delighted that people have been so enthusiastic to learn about the Astro Cat. Through this Kickstarter campaign itself, Phyllisette's story has now been relayed to many people all over the world who previously had no idea she existed at all, says Guy. So in a way, it's done the same job as the statue itself, helping the world remember the first cat who went to space. We have time for a funny story from Oprah.com, from Glenda Bailey of Manitoba, Canada says, "My husband Phil has dentures. One evening, as he was preparing to shower, he took out his teeth and placed them on the bathroom sink. He went for a clean towel, and when he came back, his teeth were missing. We searched for an hour, and they were nowhere to be found. He was forced to go to work for days without them. Our son Josh was in the high school marching band, and on that following Saturday, we went to a tournament of bands, and Phil took a short nap in the car. One of the students went to get him for the show, and when he got there, Phil was asleep with his mouth gaping wide open, clearly visible that his teeth were missing. Mike came back and told the kids, and then Josh relayed the story about the teeth. And when Phil arrived back to the field, all the band members began teasing him, saying, 'What's the matter, Mr. Phil? Cat got your teeth?' Well, several days later, our son was watching TV and covered himself with an afghan, and lo and behold, the dentures were wrapped in the afghan. 2 weeks later, Phil's watch was missing, and we found it in Herbie's secret hiding spot, the afghan. The afghan is long gone, and now Herbie has hiding spots we know nothing about, but we are certain that when things are missing, Herbie has absconded with them." And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. And please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.